With vacant hotel rooms and empty cruise ships, the tourism market in Luxor has been hit hard by Egypt's unstable politics.
The boat business is very low these days. In other words, tourism is not like before the revolution. Before, we used to get tired from busy work, but now, as you see, it's very slow.
Tourists these days are afraid of walking alone in the streets. They walk with their tour guide, in groups, or with security guards. If a tourist wants to visit Dandara, he must take a bodyguard with him. And the same thing applies to visiting Aswan. Nowadays, there's no safety.
The number of tourists traveling to Egypt dropped from 14.7 million in 2010 to 9.8 million the following year. Tourism revenues are down 30%, largely due to the political turmoil and continued protests in the country. The deadly balloon crash is only adding to the woes for people living in Luxor, which is one of Egypt's prime tourist destinations. Occupancy in the city's hotels is only running at around 25% right now. This time of year is supposed to be the peak tourism season for the ancient Egyptian capital. Egyptian tourism minister Hisham Zazu says the balloon crash won't affect the country's tourism industry in the long run.
Egypt is going through deep analysis of the causes that resulted in this tragic accident, and we are doing our utmost, if there is a specific cause, take care that it does not reoccur again in the future. But I do not think this specific incident will have any negative effect on the operation in the medium to longer term.
Many tourists also say they are undeterred by the grisly accident.
Yeah, I think for the balloon accident, it's not that much of a problem. I mean, there are the demonstrations in Cairo going on, but I still feel safe. Luxor is a perfect place for visiting. I mean, I have a nice motorbike tour here. I've been in the Valley of the Kings and in Hatshepsut Temple, and all the places are nice.
Around 75% of those employed in Luxor are connected to the tourism industry, making visitorship, particularly foreign visitors, a lifeline for the city. Egyptian figures show around 40% of Luxor's population lives on less than $1 a day. That percentage was 18% in 2009. For Sirai, I'm Ding Lulu.